Good evening. You're listening to The Feeling of Jazz here on Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 FM. I'm your co-host, Kent Lundquist, along with my co-host, Dr. Al Korns. We're here every Sunday night for 2 hours of the finest in modern mainstream jazz. We hope you'll stick around. We'll have a little break for the news at the top of the hour. We'll be back with a second hour of Feeling of Jazz. Tonight, we're going to do the second installment of saluting the complete Capitol Live recordings of the George Shearing Quintet. George Shearing came over from England in the early 40s. He's London's great gift to the world of United States jazz. He formed a quintet, and Capitol Records saw fit down through the years, probably from around 58 through 63 or 64, to record George Shearing Quintet in concert. So all of these recordings tonight are live in various concert venues. We're going to open up with a Duke Jordan composition. Duke Jordan's a fine jazz piano player. He wrote a tune that became a jazz classic. Everybody, all the jazz groups played it at one time or another, called Jordu. Now, the personnel on the George Shearing Quintet was shifted from time to time, and it had various vibe players, but usually, besides George Shearing on piano, we at least had two Steelman on guitar or harmonica, Al McKibben on bass. And a lot of these tracks have a great Congo man named Armando Peraza. So let's listen to Jordu. the George Shearing Quintet,
you.
Recorded live
Thank you very much.
On Capitol Records. It was recorded in March of 1958 in Claremont, California, at the Claremont College. And a nice little swinging version of a Duke Jordan composition, Jordu. So what's up next, Al?
Well, first off, we'll hear from the Sackville All-Stars. This is a group put together by Sackville Records out of Toronto, Canada. And the CD is entitled Saturday Night Function. And it features Buddy Tate on tenor sax and Jim Galloway on baritone sax, Jay McShann on piano, Don Thompson on bass, and Terry Clark on drums. And they're going to do a Cole Porter tune entitled Rosalie. Thank you. That was Rosalie, a tune written by Cole Porter, featuring their Buddy Tate on tenor sax, Jim Galloway on baritone sax, Jay McShann on piano, Don Thompson on bass, and Terry Clark on drums. That was from a Sackville CD released in 1981 entitled Saturday Night Function.
We're going to continue to highlight the live recordings by Capitol Records of the George Shearing Quintet circa about 1958 to about 63-64, a fine working group that pianist George Shearing headed up during that period of time. And this is a cut that was recorded live at the Crescendo, which is a well-known jazz venue in L.A. in March of 58. It's a beautiful thing that was done back in the late 30s, early 40s by Teddy Wilson. I think you'll hear on this track that George Shearing introduces the tune. It's called Some Other Spring.
And here's a very beautiful tune recorded by Teddy Wilson some time ago. Some Other Spring. Thank you.
That was the George Shearing Quintet doing a lovely ballad, live, recorded live by Capitol Records, called Some Other Spring. What's next on the playlist, Al?
Well, next we'll hear a seasonal selection from Zoot Sims and Al Cohn. It's from a CD on the Evidence label entitled Either Way, and features Zoot and Al on tenor saxes, Mose Allison on piano, Bill Crow on bass, and Gus Johnson on drums. And they're going to do a Joseph Cosma, Johnny Mercer tune entitled Autumn Leaves.
Thank you.
That was Autumn Leaves, featuring Zoot Sims and Al Cohn on tenor saxes, Moles Allison on piano, Bill Crow on bass, and Gus Johnson on drums. That was from a Evidence CD released in 1992 entitled Either Way.
Now the next venue for the recording by Capitol Records of the George Shearing Quintet, we find George at the Santa Monica Auditorium in Santa Monica, California, in February of 63. And by this time, he brought on a young genius on vibes, Gary Burton. I think Gary Burton was probably about 21 years old at this time. And so he enlightened the quintet with his delightful vibe virtuosity. And in this particular track, we're going to do The Sweetest Sounds, written by Richard Rodgers of the Rodgers and Hart combo. This was written by Richard himself. So let's try out The Sweetest Sounds.
Thank you very much, and good evening. Here's another one from No Strings. This one is called The Sweetest Sounds.
Rodgers, Richard Rodgers doing his composition, his sweetest song, done live by the George Shearing Quintet. Al, what's your next track?
Well, my next selection is seasonal also. It's by the Duke Ellington Orchestra, and it's from his LP entitled Duke Ellington at the Baal Mosque, recorded on Columbia. Last year, I played every selection from this LP because I thought it was unique in that it was an imaginary costume ball in which every character in the ball had a tune named after them. The tunes range from Satan Takes a Holiday all the way to A Date with an Angel and everything in between. This time I'm just going to play my very favorite out of the group. It features the full orchestra, a lot of ensemble work with beautiful solos by Clark Terry on flugelhorn and Paul Gonsalves on tenor sax. And the Duke's genius is on full display here as he takes a simple children's ditty and transforms it into a beautiful work of art that swings. Frank Churchill and Ann Ronell wrote this. It's entitled, Who's Afraid of the Big Bad Wolf? So there you have Who's Afraid of the Big Bad Wolf with the Duke Ellington Orchestra. Great solos by Clark Terry on flugelhorn, Paul Gonsalves on tenor sax, and punctuated all the way with the Duke on piano. That's from his LP entitled Duke Ellington at the Bal Masque, released on the Columbia label in 1958.
Now we find Capitol Records recording George Shearing live at the Santa Monica Civic Auditorium in Santa Monica, California, in February of 1963. And this is one of George's premier groups. Besides George on piano, we've got Gary Burton on vibes, Vernell Fournier on drums, who spent many years with the Ama Jamal Trio. And I don't know if Armando Perazzo is on this particular track on Congo, but if he is, you hear some fine Congo work. And this is a George Shearing composition called Lee's Blues.
My guide dog, his name is Lee, and I wrote a little composition for him called Lee's Blues, and the subtitle is, You Ain't Nothing But a Guide Dog.
Lee's Blues.
That was a funky little blues written by the leader of the quintet, George Shearing, on piano. That was cut live by Capitol Records at the Santa Monica Civic Auditorium in February of 1963, Santa Monica, California. What's next on the agenda, Al?
Next we'll hear from a group led by Cecil Payne and his baritone sax. It's from an LP entitled Cecil Payne Performs Charlie Parker Music, and was released on the Charlie Parker Records label in 1961. In addition to Cecil on baritone sax, we'll hear from Clark Terry on trumpet and Duke Jordan on piano, Ron Carter on bass, and Charlie Persip on drums. This tune was written while he was spending 6 months in a mental institution, having just lost a battle with drugs and alcohol, which caused him to engage in some rather bizarre behavior. The fact that he wrote this tune during that time was a testament to the fact that those chemicals didn't rob him of his sense of humor or his creativity. He titled this tune, Relaxin' at Camarillo. Thank you. And that was Relaxin' at Camarillo, a tune written by Charlie Parker and presented there by a group led by Cecil Payne, with Cecil on baritone sax, Clark Terry on trumpet, Duke Jordan on piano, Ron Carter on bass, and Charlie Persip on drums. That was from an LP entitled Cecil Payne Performs Charlie Parker Music, released on the Charlie Parker Records label in 1961.
Well, for the better part of the last half hour, or the better part of the last hour, you've been listening to Feeling of Jazz here on Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 FM. I'm your co-host, Kent Lindquist, along with my co-host, Dr. Al Korns. And we hope you've enjoyed the sounds. We're going to have approximately another hour of fine modern mainstream jazz after the news at the top of the hour, which is only about 5 minutes, so we hope you'll stick around. We're going to close out the first hour, continue to highlight the jazz artistry of the George Shearing Quintet as recorded live on Capitol Records. This particular recording was done at the Santa Monica Civic Auditorium in February of 63, Santa Monica, California. And this is a classic jazz composition. It's been played by most of the jazz artists all down through the years. It's called Walkin'.
This is Jazz with the George Shearing Quintet.